It's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself, show them what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself and show them what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself, show them what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself and show them what you got. Number one.
Welcome to Educators for Life, a winning world show with Shermanda. Coming to inspire, motivate, encourage, to shed light, and bring hope. We will share testimonies and share stories of people from around the world who have chosen to live triumphant lives on purpose, overcoming adversities. And now, a winning world show with Shermanda.
Gotta prove yourself and show them what you got. Number one.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. This week's word is trust. It is important for us to have trust to win. We oftentimes say, I trust the process, I trust my child, I trust my parent, I trust myself, on, and I trust the Lord. But do we really understand what trusting means? What is trust? The obligation or responsibility imposed on a person in whom confidence or authority is placed. Therefore, if I say that I trust you, I place power in your hand to take care of something for me. This is well and good, but how many of us truly leave our trust where we say we have placed it? How many of us take back that trust to handle it ourselves? My pastor told a story last week about his daughter. She had come and asked him if he could place something on her wall, and he told her yes. Well, within minutes, hours or so, he and his wife were downstairs, and he heard something, you know, falling. So he gets up to go to her room, and the very thing that she had asked him to handle for her, she had begun to do it herself and found herself struggling, holding the piece up in a pickle. Did her actions show she trusted her father? She asked him to do something. He said okay, but then she took it back and took it into her own hands, which would indicate several things to me. One, she had no trust. She had no patience. Two, three, she hadn't made her request clear or the urgency in which she needed something done to receive the proper or desired answer. This was a huge aha moment for me. Guys, let me tell you, I sat and tears began to flow because I looked at it as, you know, as it relates to Abba Father, you know, Heavenly Father. I thought it was a role play going on in my mind, how there were times that I said I trusted him, and in actuality, there was no trust at all, because I would ask for something, and I wouldn't even get back. How many of you have faced the same thing? My actions show
Welcome
otherwise.
To Educators for Life, a winning world show with Shermanda. Coming to inspire, motivate, encourage, to shed light, and bring hope. We will share testimonies and share stories of people from around the world who have chosen to live triumphant lives on purpose, overcoming adversities. And now, a winning world show with Shermanda.
Great morning, beloved. Welcome to another week to celebrate winning. As always, my greetings are filled with love, hugs, and mwah, fellowship, agape-filled kisses. What a delight to come to you every Saturday morning and share the stories and testimonies of people winning from around the world. We are overcome by the words of our testimonies, so we are opening our mouths wide to share the good news that no matter what you face, great or small, you can and will make it through. It's up to you. It's up to me to believe. And what greater boost and encouragement than to hear stories that lift us up, guide us, and shine hope to accomplish our own purpose and plan, dreams, and goals. Today we have Yolanda Ayo, founder and CEO of Unique Finds for Kids. She is happily married, a mother of two wonderful children, and rising entrepreneur. She began her career in the healthcare recruitment industry, worked her way up to become a director, but found she had more in her to birth forth. She overcame those uncertainties and launched her business. Let us welcome Yolanda.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good
Thank
morning.
You so much for having me.
How are you this morning, Yolanda?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful this morning.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's a little cool here in Florida, but where are you?
It's cool in Florida. That's a first. I'm supposed to say that. I'm up north. I'm in New York.
It's cold. See, it's a difference between cool and cold and
well,
freezing.
What do you consider cold? It's 30 degrees here right now.
That's cold.
I knew I'd have that beat. I knew I'd have it beat.
That's cold. I think we're
Gosh,
in the 50s. We're in the 50s. See, we're just cool. You can keep the cold. I like
yes.
the cool.
You appreciate it more now, right?
I love it. I love it. You know, when it's hot, 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 and, you know, you look forward to this cool weather coming in. At least I do. Some people don't like even the cool weather, but I do like a little bit of it. But I don't
I
want your cold weather.
Uh-oh.
Have you all had snow yet?
We had a snowstorm a couple of weeks ago, which pretty much halted the entire city. I mean, it came out of nowhere. We weurn't prepared.
Wow.
We had a little bit of flurries the other day, but, you know, but so far, so good. So far, so good. They say it's going to be a harsh winter,
okay.
But I don't know. Well, only the Lord knows that. We'll see.
We'll see. You all
yeah.
just be safe and keep the
yeah.
snow and the cold up there, please. We don't want that here. So, Yolanda, did you grow up in New York?
I did. Born and raised in the Bronx. I now reside in the Westchester County area, for those who are familiar with the New York area. And it's, you know, that's the place that molded me. You know, I feel like it's great when you can go back, you know, to that community, to that area, and still be in alignment and still connected with a lot of the people that you grew up with. And you see that everyone, you know, has taken on, you know, different areas of life, that you come together in your adult years and you can, you know, connect on so many levels. You know, when you grow up in the Bronx, a community like the Bronx, it gives you, it keeps you grounded. You know, that foundation, it keeps you grounded. It keeps you hungry. You know, it keeps you on your grind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I really value all that I've learned, the tools, and just that camaraderie, that the sense of teamwork, you know, comes from my upbringing in the Bronx. And I frequent there every week as I still have family in the area. So it's always great to go back home.
Now, how far are you away from home?
I'm not far at all. My parents are still there. So about 30 minutes, just 30 minutes distance.
Okay.
But I'm very connected to my parents, you know, so I'm there every week. And
uh-huh.
it's always great to see all those familiar faces in the area and all of that.
Well, what was it like? I know you said you were grounded. You know, what were some of the things that took place growing up in the Bronx?
You know, it was just a different time. I mean, now, you know, everything is about the gadgets, you know, iPads and, you know, all of these electronic devices. But back then, you know, growing up in the Bronx, we had fun. You know, camp was fun. We enjoyed, you know, games like, you know, hopscotch, double dutch, you know, tag, you know, those simple games that kept us entertained, you know, from 3 o'clock to about 5 p.m., you know, after school. We always had, you know, that time where you just ran around, had fun with your friends, and, you know, you grow up wanting to instill those values, those fun, everyday things with your own kids, you know, and you just hold those moments dear. You hold them dear. And it keeps you, and going back to what I was saying, as far as keeping you grounded, you know, I grew up I was in a building. I didn't grow up in a house. And, you know, all of those different families, it was a melting pot, you know, African-American families, Hispanic families, Asian families, Caucasian families. We were all in this beautiful building, which I refer to as the melting pot, and we all, you know, varied cultures, different foods, you hear different types of music, you see different types of people. You know, the community has changed a lot since then, but you hold those things of value, you know, and as a mother of two raising my kids, I want them to have that well-rounded life, to have exposure to different cultures, because it's important. It's important to be aware, to get out of those, you know, remove yourself from those four corners, you know, and step out of the box and step into different cultures, different worlds, to taste, feel, to commune, you know, break bread together. It's important, you know, it's important.
It is. And, you know, you talked about all the double dutching and all of those things that kept us active, you know, kept us,
absolutely,
we were healthier. And, you know, it was just a better time. And because of the way things have taken place in society and the safety nets that were in place back then, you tend to want to keep your children a lot closer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even for me, I knew I could. There were a number of different light posts on my street. And my mom told me, you can't go past that light post, because then I can't see it. You're out of my view.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can have all the fun and run around and do everything that you want. Just stay between these two light posts, which was a good distance, you know, from each other.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just a different time.
It's a different time.
It is.
And, you know, it's good to be able to bring those safety nets in with those that you trust and you love, and to create,
absolutely,
those spaces,
absolutely,
and those places again. They can be created.
They can be. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it takes a village. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I'm fortunate in my current community in Westchester that I have a very strong village, you know, which I'll get into, you know, more later on, you know, as I talk, you know, delve further into, you know, being an entrepreneur. But, you know, it's so important, you know, to have that village. And I feel like, you know, I attribute it to my upbringing in the Bronx,
yes,
which kept that in my mind, so that when I have my kids, I have that solid foundation, that solid surrounding, you know, for my kids.
Well, let's go into your backstory of, you know, life happening. You know, at what point, what was your turning point? What happened in life? What trial did you face that brought you to the next place?
You know, for me, it was always, you know, it was always a security, you know, and what I mean by that is that my parents raised me to be a strong woman, to be someone that is a nurturer, that can build a foundation, that can, you know, that the family woman, the person that, you know, got up every day, went to work, worked hard, had that sense of security, you know, it's a salary, it's 401k, it's benefits, it's all of these things. And having that instilled in me was a great thing,
mm-hmm,
but it also could hinder to a certain extent. And I'll explain why.
Yes.
When I graduated college, the first company that I went to that I had the opportunity through my professor, he gave me entree to my former boss at the recruitment firm in Westchester. I held on to that job for dear life. I was there almost 17 years. I knew no other, I've never worked any place else other than that search firm. It was wonderful. I grew up the ranks. I forged, I have a extended family because of that. And because of, you know, all the things that my parents instilled in me, it's like, okay, you have this strong security. Don't leave that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have this, you're in. There's so many people that are looking for employment. You have one. You do everything that you can possible to hold on to it. Work hard, earn so you can provide and take care of your family. And that's what it's about. Right,
mm-hmm,
which is wonderful. I feel that the part that was that I held dear was that I held on to that for so long, to the point where it made me fearful to explore other options,
mm-hmm,
to think outside of the box and to look at things from a much broader standpoint. You know, and not feel like, oh my gosh, if I step away from this job, what am I going to do? What's next for me? Am I going to find another place that's safe and secure and that has all of the 401s and the benefits and all these things? It's like I couldn't see that there is more, that it's okay to change gears. And it took that company to step away from me.
Mm.
For me to really realize, like, oh my gosh, this is good. This is a new normal. What am I going to do? You know what I mean?
How do you say what?
The courage.
What was myself. The stepping away that they did?
The firm closed.
Wow! So you were pushed into your destiny.
I was literally thrown out into the world, into my destiny, and it did hit me hard because it let me think. I thought back, like, oh my gosh, you know, those times where I felt like maybe I should start looking, maybe I should kind of, and it wasn't that I was unhappy in my position.
Mm-hmm.
It was that I knew deep down that maybe there is a little bit more for me. Maybe, you know, I do want to try this, but what if it doesn't work?
Mm.
I'm going to jeopardize this secure thing, this secure entity for something that is uncertain. How do I, you know, so it took the job pretty much leaving me for me to really get the lesson, the full lesson of life, that things happen, things change. And no matter how much you feel that you have the control, that you have this thing that I looked at that was so secure, it became insecure because it left and I had to figure things out. But I don't look at it as a woe is me. I look at it as, to God be the glory.
Amen.
I have this opportunity to explore and step into other interests. And I'm so thankful for my husband and my family because they rallied around me and encouraged me. They saw that there was a need and there was a hunger for me to tap into other interests,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, which helped make things easier for me to even have the courage to even explore, to try. You know, it's amazing what fear can do when you allow it to get a hold of you. I was being choked with fear, and I still battle with fear, you know. But I'm thankful that I had the courage to say, you know what, at that time, when things started changing and, you know, I got the heads up that, you know, that the office would be no longer, I started interviewing and I was getting out there and, you know, I had some good interviews and things were, you know, were promising. But then I had to halt that. And I said, you know what? I feel like this is an opportunity. I was literally talking to myself, like, Yolanda, this is an opportunity for you to go in any which direction you want to go into. Don't feel like you have to go into the same exact lane in order to be secure. You can always go back to that because you've devoted almost 17 years to it. You have a double degree and all of these, you know, credentials to support that. There's nothing wrong with adding another layer.
And you were going to something that was in, you were birthing something that you had a desire to bring forth.
Absolutely, for so many reasons, you know. One, I needed something to feed, just to feed me. I needed something to let me know, hey, Yolanda, you can do this. You can try this. You can create something that you've monetized that you can have in conjunction with other things that you may want to do.
So,
you know, you've devoted so much time to a position that you were happy in, but you wanted more. But you devoted 110% into that. Why wouldn't I devote 110% into something that I have an interest
that
in?
That you have. And so you step out on this, and you say, I'm going to do it. And at that point, what were the obstacles with deciding, you know what, I'm going to incorporate myself and make this dream a reality?
Making the dream a reality, you know, is right. It's about, you know, just stepping out there, networking. I started getting into, I immediately started not only going to networking events, but also going to classes. You know, people don't know. There's a lot of resources. There are a lot of free resources that's available to all of us. I mean, even when I was on vacation last year in Florida, I went to SCORE Orlando.
Wow.
They just so happened to have a class on, you know, starting, you know, creating a business plan and all those things. And I said, you know what, let me go. And I ended up finding a mentor who's in contact with me still to this day.
Wow.
Shan of Shanna Brand Enterprises. He's phenomenal. He reaches out to me every now, how is it going? Hey, what? Think about it in this way. Why don't you make this change? Or, you know, what? You know, what have you faced any obstacles? It is so important to align yourself with people that believe in you, that will help you, that will give you the resources and the tools, that sees your drive and that sees that you're hungry. Yeah. Because entrepreneurship is not easy. There are so many obstacles. And, you know, one of the big ones to me was, aside from, you know, pushing fear to the side, it was also the transparency that goes along with being an entrepreneur. Nowadays, with social media and different things, you're almost forced to share so much of yourself. You know, it's the Facebook Lives, it's the Instagrams, it's all these things. I'm like, whoa, I didn't have to do this before, you know. I have to speak to these people all the time. I have to give so much of myself. And I'm still, you know, trying to get over that hump. You know what I mean? Continuing to put myself in the forefront and creating opportunities and connections that will, you know, push me, that will get me over the hump. You know, that will get me over the hump. Yeah.
Well, what does your winning look like? What is happening that is shining your light and winning, because I know you're doing a lot of different events now.
Yes.
And you're working your business, you're working your plan and enjoying the road. So how does it feel winning, and what does your winning look like?
Well, right now, my winning looks like this. I am appreciating the short-term goals. I am thankful for the long-term goals that were met. I mean, every time I look at my website and I'm navigating through my website, I'm like, wow, I built that myself. Wow. You know, every time I am, you know, have opportunities like this where I can speak to individuals like yourself and others who are supporting me on my journey, that's winning.
Yes.
When I get approached by a local magazine, local newspaper, that want to feature me as a new small business on the rise, that's winning.
Yes.
That makes me smile from the inside out, because at the end of the day, it's just me. I am the marketer. I am the, you know, the CEO. I do everything, the accounting, the this, that. And you never stop learning on this process. You never stop learning. It's a journey. And I feel that each time I get a request to do a pop-up event, you know, aligning with businesses in my community that want to welcome uniquefindsforkids.com to come in. I just had a pop-up event yesterday in Bronxville that was a success, with another business owner, a boutique owner, that said, you know what, I really love the products on your website. Why don't you come for the holiday and put some of your things on display, you know, so you could get more reach. I appreciate that. That's a win. You know, to get invited to do these things. So I've had the opportunity of having a variety of different pop-up shops in the area, which has been a great blessing to me. And, you know, 2019, I have a lot of, you know, great plans. You know, still taking baby steps.
Yes.
But like I say, I'm still
But
stepping.
You're taking steps.
I'm still stepping, you know.
So what is some advice that you would give to some budding entrepreneurs out here that are listening and hearing your story?
Know that entrepreneurship is not easy. It is a roller coaster ride, but it's your ride for you to take. Believe in your concept. Continue to do the work. Continue to do the research. Stay on top of current trends. Be open to change. That's a big one. Because you may think that your business is going to be one way, and then something happens and it shifts in a different direction. You have to see which way, you have to go with the flow and go in the direction that your audience sees you going. It's being open to opportunities. I never thought I'd be doing pop-up shops. You know, I didn't think of that. That's a window of opportunities there. I never thought of doing speaking engagements. I'm getting requests to speak at events. I never thought about that. I'm being open to it. You never know what can come out of the other elements the other pieces of the puzzle that are thrown at you. You don't know. You have to be open to change, and you have to be patient, because success is not overnight. It takes time. It's like you have a plant. You put the seeds in, you maintain it, you water it, but you have to give it time to grow so that those flowers are coming. And that's what entrepreneurship is. It's doing the work, doing the research, networking, staying connected in your own communities, because that's where that base is.
Thanks for joining A Winning World with Shermanda. Do you have a story or testimony and would like to be considered for an interview on the show? Connect on Facebook at A Winning World or Educators for Life, or visit Shermanda.com. Telephone 904-533-5222 or email connect@educators4life.com. Tune in next week for more winning stories on A Winning World with Shermanda.
I'm following up after. Hey, these are my questions.
Yes.
This is, you know, can you help me? Can you point me in direction? A lot of these people, they want to help, but yes. No one asks.
And
take advantage of those moments.
Yes. And thank you, Yolanda, for this opportunity to talk to you. You will be a part of the A Winning World anthology that's soon to come as well. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Wow, what great chance to show the trust we have in ourselves through trusting God in us to do that He's placed in us to do. We say we can do all things, but do we allow fear to paralyze us and keep us bound? Or do we, as Yolanda, step out despite of the feelings of and questions she had within to override those feelings to just get the job done? Whatever it is, for her, it was starting a business. For someone else, it may be going back to school. For another, it may be learning to drive or take a plane ride, etc. Whatever it is for you, yes, no one can place a measure on that found of importance to you but you. It's between you and the Father what lies within that you were created to do. All things can be done through Christ, and the real and with real trust, you will not waver and set yourself up to win. You will win every time. With love, hugs, and kisses, as always. I thank you for joining me and my guests on this morning. Stay safe, be blessed, and trust God enough to go after that which is within your heart. Until next week.
Thanks for joining A Winning World with Shermanda. Do you have a story or testimony and would like to be considered for an interview on the show? Connect on Facebook at A Winning World or Educators for Life, or visit Shermanda.com. Telephone 904-533-5222 or email connect@educators4life.com. Tune in next week for more winning stories on A Winning World with Shermanda.